Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Royal Family of Broadway is a new musical with a book by Rachel Scheinkin and music and lyrics by William Finn, the award-winning team behind the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Based on the original play by George S. Kaufman and Edna Ferber and an original adaptation by Richard Greenberg, The Royal Family of Broadway is set in the 1920s and centers around the Cavendish family, who are loosely based on the legendary acting dynasty, the Barrymores. Barrington Stage Company's Musical Theater Lab presents The Royal Family of Broadway on Barrington Stage's main stage through July 7th. I'm joined at the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, by composer and lyricist William Finn, musical director Vadim Feichner, and cast members Harriet Harris, Laura Michelle Kelly, Haley Pachoon, and A.J. Shively. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So, Bill, we'll start with you. Yikes. Tell us how this project came about. How did you...
It started about many, many years ago. Someone just called me up and asked if I'd be interested in doing it. And I said yes, and now I totally love this. Where I live, kind of, it's the material of my life that I love so much, and I'm thrilled I'm doing it.
Were you familiar with the play before someone called you and asked you to adapt it? No. So how do you then familiarize yourself?
Well, I read it.
That's a good way to start, I think. how long have you and Rachel been working on it?
We've been working on it about 2 years. Shoot. And we had worked on it many, many years. I had worked on it many years ago, and we lost the rights because the producers wouldn't pay the rights holders their added fee. And it didn't matter that I had been working on it for 6 years. They just didn't want to cough up the money.
No. But now you've got it.
But now we did it, and I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled we're doing it.
How does it come to be part of Barrington Stage Company's season this season?
I've been with Barrington Stage for I don't know how many years. but I started Spelling Bee there, and I've been producing a lot of new writers for the past 10 years. And I just thought it was time to pull this out of the draw and redo it.
You are the artistic producer of Barrington Stage Company's Musical Theater Lab.
That is correct.
And what itch does that scratch for you? Why is that important for you to make part of your work?
I just like giving back, and I really like the writers. I don't have any kids, so the writers are as close as I have to kids, and they're thrilling. They're very talented and very funny.
Laura,
and everyone should go see their plays.
Of course. Laura Michelle Kelly is playing Julie Cavendish. She's going to perform the first song that we're going to hear this morning. But before we hear the song, tell us a little bit about your character and then sort of how the song fits into the show and the story, please.
I think what I love about The Royal Family of Broadway is it's definitely an ensemble piece. There's lots of incredible actors I get to work alongside, and we all have a significant role in the family. I play the part of Julie Cavendish. And
she's singing a song written for the end of the first act.
The end of the first act. And Harriet plays my mother, Fanny. And this is the moment where I've really lost it with being manipulated by my mother, and I want the best for my daughter.
All right. It's a song called Absolutely Not.
Oh, yes, you are. You're going to marry him now, today, tomorrow, and I'm going to stand up right beside you and cry for happiness and wish to God it was me. If you think I'm going to let Gwen throw away her life, you got another thing coming, mother. Absolutely not. If you think I'm going to let Gwen not become his wife, you can hear the drums driving, mother. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not. I hope you finally understand. You're gonna finally pay the band. 'Cause you have paid me with a brilliant life in the theater, but my child cannot be bought. If you think you're gonna screw up another life again, mother! Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not. Gwen, if you get indecisive, look into my eyes. You got another thing coming, sister. Absolutely have. If the fighting's too divisive, do not compromise. I finally figured out I will resist her. build the app. I won't let history repeat. A victory won't be complete. I'm gonna kick and scream until she's thoroughly deflated. I have created a whole new blood. If she thinks we're passive mannequins, we'll bow to her shenanigans. Absolutely not. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not. Mother, yes, my life has been eventful. I'm grateful, I'm resentful. I'm not sure which I feel. I'm screaming, feeling strangulated. Will I be vindicated? This is a big deal. Let me make it real to continue with my spiel. Mother, do you see? You can't manipulate me anymore. Desperation that's lurking underneath. If you think you can stampede me, give me what you've got. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not.
Whoa.
Laura Michelle Kelly performing Absolutely Not from the new musical, The Royal Family of Broadway, book by Rachel Scheinkin, music and lyrics by William Finn, running on Barrington Stage Company's main stage through July 7th. That was magnificent. Thank you. How do you, for this taping, work up all that anger? Because you haven't done the whole act to get there.
It's actually in the music that Bill's written. So even if I started from scratch, like the words and the lyrics and the movement of the music are in there. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole play too. You know, it's all about a dramatic family who can easily go from
one. They can get passionate very quickly.
Yeah, they go 1 to 100 in 2 seconds. So it's like the whole play's like that. You get very volatile emotions happening all at the same time, mixed in with like genuine love and care and affection for each other. And, you know, also the family history that can change you at any given moment. You know, there's a lot of history there that can cause triggers, and that's the fun of it all. That's the fun and the humor of this play.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
The next song we're going to hear will be performed by Harriet Harris. Harriet, if you would approach your microphone, please.
Approaching the microphone.
Approaching the microphone, Miss Harriet Harris.
Tell us about your character and the song you're going to sing, please.
I play Fanny Cavendish, and she's the matriarch of the family. I was very lucky I got to see this play when it was done with Rosemary Harris and Ellis Rabb and Eve LaGallion. Mm-hmm. And it really was such a thrill to see it as a young actress and see these incredibly accomplished stage creatures doing these roles. And that's really what the play and this musical are about, is that recognizing what you are and that you belong in this world. You've been given an opportunity, and you belong in this world. And it's like saying to a cheetah, you'll never be a house cat. You've got to run. Or
Julie's trying to decide, let me just say, Julie's trying to decide between the theater and marrying the man she loved many years ago.
Yes, so I see that as a step back into a life that she already discarded. She made a choice, and this is where she belongs. And other people in my family seem to be making a similar choice of I want out, I want out. And it's inexplicable for me that you don't want this life, that many generations of actors, I was born into the world, as were my parents, I'm sure, and their parents. I think it's Ida Lupino's family came from a multi-generational family of actors.
Ida Lupino?
Ida Lupino.
You pulled her out of where?
Well, because I read that actually her, it may not be true, but that in the
Ida Lupino.
Hundreds of
she
years.
She was on Password.
But hundreds of years of Lupino actors or a company
the
of
Lupinos.
Actors.
The Lupinos.
And I think that's thrilling to
you've
sort of like
him,
look
I
at
yourself.
It's like a political family. You're going to be, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, and then you'll be senator, you'll be president.
Right.
So that's what I think my children's destiny is, and they're choosing differently. This song, that's who I am in the play.
Yes.
This song is someone saying, you should really look at the world and let the world in. And I really don't think the world has any place in my life. It's too crowded with the theater. So that's what, you know, it's like, don't come at me with extracurricular things. So I think that's what this is.
Great. Stupid Things from the Royal Family of Broadway.
Reading papers when there ain't a review. Stupid thing. I won't do it. When I read, I want to read something new. Or why read anything at all? Wars will always happen. There's always strife. But opening a show just happens one time in its life. And that's why reading rags when there ain't a review. Stupid. No, 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 you can grill me. You can kill me. You can cuff me on the ear. I still won't do it. You can boot me. You can shoot me. But that's not a thing I will pursue. Men may laugh and women may chortle, but there's a reason I'm immortal. And reading papers when there ain't a review. Stupid. And another thing. Making movies. Hollywood. Stupid thing. I won't do it. Bet your booties I'd be damn good, but that's not a game that I would play. I know subtle actress. I like things bright, but I don't want to be acting only in black and white. And that's why making movies, Hollywood, stupid thing that I won't do. Oh, you can skip me. You can strip me. You can nail me to a wall, but I still got my morals. You can boil me. You can oil me. But there are certain things I won't pursue. I've achieved my awesome potential by focusing on what's essential and making movies. Hollywood. Stupid. Very stupid. Final thing. Living life like a normal person's charming thing. I can't do it. After 5 minutes, as a normal person, you could lock me in a metal ward and throw away the key. Though I live with passion, joy, and rage, the only time I feel alive is when I'm on the stage. And that's why living life like a normal person is a stupid thing that I can't do. No, 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 no. I need the theater. I love the theater. It's the food that I eat 8 times a week. God bless theater. What is weirder? Maybe life. Who's to say? What can be more prim and officious than cleaning floors and washing dishes? Good for them who can do those things, but they're not the things that I can do. No, 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 no. Good for them.
who can do those things, but they're not the things that I can. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. These are things that I can't, never have, and never will be able to do.
Harriet Harris as Fanny Cavendish in The Royal Family of Broadway, running on the Barrington Stage Company's main stage through July 7th. Bill, making your career in theater, was it easy to, or easy-ish, to sort of pull those lyrics? Do you relate to her sentiment?
Well, I certainly do relate to her sentiment, and I think the show is basically a Valentine to theater, and the older I get, the more Valentines I want to send out to the world. So I, you know, pretty much my love song to theater. I spent my life doing it, and I wouldn't have wanted any other way to do it. So this is just, and I love the show. I really love the show, and we have a wonderful cast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just got lucky. Barrington Stage has produced it brilliantly, and John Rando is directing it, and Josh Burgass, and they directed On the Town, Pirates of Penzance, and directed and choreographed. We started Spelling Bee at Barrington Stage, so it's nice to, you know, after working there for 10 years, giving them another show.
We're all very excited.
I'm very excited, too.
I'm excited, too,
I'm excited. Well,
let's have AJ and Haley come to your mics, please. And I'm sure you can guess what I'm sort of going to ask you. Tell me about your characters and how they fit in the story and where the song fits into the story.
Well, I play Gwen Cavendish, and she is the daughter of Julie, who is the daughter of Fanny. And she is kind of going through this time in her life where she's not really sure if she wants to really continue the tradition of being an actor. You know, the craziness of her family is a little overwhelming, and she sees this other side of life with Perry, who AJ plays. And it's this almost simple, normal life, and that's super, super appealing to her.
Yeah, Perry lives the steady, secure life of a Wall Street banker in 1927.
They are the sweetest, most charming couple you've ever seen in your life, and the song they do, which they'll be doing right now, is they do a dance to it, which you cannot see on the radio.
No.
But it's incredibly good.
We look pretty
incredibly
good.
Incredibly good.
I'm sure it's magnificent.
Yeah, yes. So it's kind of the, within my own life, I have those moments every now and then where I'm like, do I want to keep doing this? But then that theater, the magic of the theater does pull you back. And Gwen goes through that throughout the whole show of, oh, I really like this normal life, but I don't know, maybe the magic of the theater and what I've always known is something that is inside of me and that I do love.
And so in this moment, Gwen has been required to attend a last-minute photo session, which conflicts with a tea party in her honor thrown by my mother that's been on the books for weeks. So this is my attempt to get her to come to tea.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, and gosh, what's gonna be? Forsake all other appointments forever and come and have tea.
Why won't you understand?
I don't think I'm too annoying. Don't forget who's in control.
Huh?
Maybe I'm wrong. Come on, baby, let's stroll.
Aren't you ashamed?
I'm so ashamed.
Isn't this odd?
I got a feeling I'm losing the battle.
You think commands from your mother are edicts from God?
Whoa. My mother? What about your mother?
You're barking up the wrong pole.
Maybe I am. Come on, baby, let's stroll. Let's stroll, let's change everything, okay? Let's just up and go. Let's dance wildly, and since it's today, forget about tomorrow. Let's pretend we never heard of this dumb Broadway show. What do you know? Let's just go blow So...
Look at my eyes. Ugh, look at my hair.
I got the feeling I'm losing the battle. You're gonna drive me crazy. But I do not care. Long as you're mine and you're breathing. Since you're inviting the whole, maybe come on. Come on, baby, let's stroll. Maybe come on. Come on, baby, let's da 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 da. Jesus, we're good.
Let's never fight.
Know that despite this beginning, we'll end up all right.
Or we won't, but it doesn't matter.
Let's get the hell off of Broadway. Let me feel I'm in control.
You're in control.
Maybe I am. Come on, baby, let's stroll. Baby, come on. Come on, baby, let's stroll.
Haley Patchoun and AJ Shively performing Baby Let's Stroll from the Royal Family of Broadway. We're almost out of time, so I want to move right into the next song, if that's all right with you, Haley.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about where this fits into the story.
I mean, it's kind of it's within the first act of Gwen, and she's really struggling of her decision of
does she fit in the family or does she not fit in the family?
Yes.
Is she good enough to be in this family of luminaries?
Exactly. Great. Like Bill.
The girl I'll never be.
The girl I'll never be. The girl who they desire. The things they want from me aren't mine to give. They want pizzazz. And all that jazz is not what I am. What I am is I'm normal. I am a normal thing. With normal limitations, what's so bewildering is why I'm theirs. I have their name, and it's a shame I'm not what they'd hoped I'd become. The girl who they adore is quick to draw attention. When she steps on the floor, the room stops. The band stops too, but when they look at me, they see the girl I'll never be. Couldn't I be dramatic? Couldn't I be exotic? Is there a chance that I could join this family? Ever a chance that I could join this family? I'll never be.
The Royal Family of Broadway runs on Barrington Stage Company's Boyd Quinson Main Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through July 7th. To learn more, visit barringtonstageco.org. That link will be posted along with this segment at wamc.org/roundtable. William Finn, Vadim Feichner, Harriet Harris, Laura Michelle Kelly, Haley Pachoon, and A.J. Shively, thank you all so much for being
here. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Matt Plummer, our engineer at the Linda. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.